This article by the Reverend Dr. Dennis Tongoi provides a thoughtful starting point for those embarking on business as mission. Dr. Tongoi is the Executive Director of Root to Fruit, a leadership development consultancy in Kenya, and author of Mixing God with Money, Strategies for Living in an Uncertain Economy. His decades of involvement across Africa in the Church Mission Society Africa, the Samaritan Strategy, and the Navigators has given him unique insight into how both business and mission can be a blessing to the nations.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique contexts on the African continent.
Can Business Be Mission? By the Reverend Dr. Dennis Tongoi. Introduction. In Jesus' day, the experts in religious law asked him a trick question. Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Luke 10. Jesus' response went deeper than their theological arguments to expose the lens through which they read the Bible. What does the law of Moses say? How do you read it? Similarly, the question, can business be mission, does not necessarily reflect our knowledge of the Bible, but rather the lens through which we read it. Looking through the lens of God's mission rather than human action can best help us answer that question. What is mission? A useful place to start is the term Missio Dei, which proposes that mission is not primarily the work of the church, but of God himself. David Bosch elaborates on this, stating that God is the initiator and the church is privileged to participate. Mission is therefore defined not in terms of the church, but the church is defined in terms of God's mission. For the purposes of this article, God's mission can be defined as God's agenda to glorify his name by blessing the nations, advancing his kingdom through the redemption and judgment of all creation, which he orchestrates through both supernatural and natural, that is, human and non-human means. Although missiologists differ on a precise definition of Missio Dei, God's mission, there are some core components that they do agree on. These are, 1. Mission is theocentric, or God-centered, not ecclesiocentric, or church-centered. 2. Mission emanates from God and reflects God's intrinsic nature. 3. All three persons in the Trinity are missional. And 4. Individuals and organizations are participants, not initiators. Most authors also agree that there is a difference between mission, singular, and missions, plural. Mission involves all that God is doing in his great purpose for the whole of creation and all that he calls us to do in cooperation with that purpose. While missions is the multitude of activities that God's people can engage in by means of which they participate in God's mission. What is business as mission? Business as mission is both missions and mission. It is an expression of God's activities in the world and a specific engagement that advances God's agenda in and through the marketplace. If we think of mission as more than the saving of souls, but rather God's total involvement with the whole of his creation, it underscores the realization of the need for business as mission, because most Christians spend the majority of their time in the marketplace. Business as mission provides a fuller understanding of ecclesiology, a recognition that mission relates not only to what happens at church gatherings on Sundays, but also relates to what God is doing during the rest of the week through Christians as they engage with all of God's creation. Business as mission expands the goals of business to seek more than purely financial returns. As stakeholders increasingly understand business in terms of the biblical mandates, such as the care of creation, the great commandment to love one's neighbor, and the great commission to make disciples of the nations, the goals of businesses are expanded to include social, environmental, and spiritual returns. Social returns are realized when social relationships in the community improve. Environmental returns are realized when more environmentally sustainable processes are used in business. Spiritual returns are realized when more and more business people realize that they are part of God's mission to heal a fallen and broken world. Business as mission, as a redemptive vehicle, not just an access vehicle into Africa. Business as mission can be viewed either as an access vehicle for missions by sending people to another country, or it can be viewed as a redemptive vehicle seeking to restore the domain of business to God's kingdom. Western authors tend to portray business as mission primarily as an access vehicle for doing mission overseas. When discussing business as mission, they assume a we-to-them paradigm. Generally, they fail to recognize that they are part of a global power relationship, or that the models they propose may serve to maintain the status quo where the field is already unjustly tilted to the advantage of Western economies. No business, or for that matter, scholarly debate, is conducted in a neutral environment. There is no neutral place of knowledge, ethics, and action along the lines of neutral scholarship. In every situation, we have the choice to either adopt the stance of the status quo or a critical, constructive position of liberation. Business as mission must therefore adopt a position of liberation if it is to be relevant in Africa and not to be limited to the view of business as mission as a vehicle for going overseas. There is a need to engage with the dysfunctions of the global economies and the fact that the current isms that shape life today are flawed. Business in Africa needs to lay the foundation for redeeming the business domain, to create an environment in which Christians in the global marketplace and those in Africa can together be the salt and light. Business as mission in Africa, first of all, needs to be a kingdom vehicle, advancing Christ's rule over the nations, before we can consider it an access vehicle seeking to bless the nations. Personal, organizational, and wider social relationships are the key to our well-being. As such, Christians in business need to resist the erosion of social cohesion that accompanies extractive economic targets that often define Western agendas. African cultures place a high value on relationships. Christians in business have the opportunity to build upon the strengths of the African cultures, in other words, where they align with kingdom culture, and make business more holistic so that material wealth does not cause social, environmental, and spiritual poverty. They also have the opportunity to counter the weaknesses of African cultures, in other words, where they do not align with kingdom culture, through their business values and practices, for example, by emphasizing kingdom values such as good ethics, hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. The example of William Carey. Known as the father of modern missions, William Carey was a lifelong missionary to India. But to him, mission meant so much more than the converting of souls. He was a crusader for women's rights against female infanticide, child marriage, widow burning, and female illiteracy. He spoke out against the excesses of indigo farming that threatened the food security of India and campaigned to protect forests. He translated Indian classics into English, set up libraries, and built schools. He brought the modern science of printing and publishing to India, establishing the first newspaper that printed in an Oriental language. He brought one of the first steam engines to India. He introduced the idea of saving banks to the country by telling people that God hated usury. At the time, interest rates were between 36% and 72% per year. He was an astronomer who introduced the science to counter the destructive fatalism of astrology. He helped to make the treatment of leprosy humane. As a public servant, he transformed the British administration from an indifferent imperial administration to civil servants. William Carey's example shows how powerful adopting a position of liberation, as mentioned earlier, with the view to bless the nations, can be. Can one be both rich and righteous? God's mission is what fills the gap between spoiled creation and new creation. and Christians have the opportunity to participate in this good news. God's mission, and therefore our mission, assumes that the good news cannot be good unless both those who proclaim it and those who receive it experience blessing. Neither is blessed at the expense of the other. Two common arguments against business as mission are: 1. Business is evil or corrupt and therefore cannot be mission. Or 2. Business people are corrupt and therefore cannot be instruments of God's mission. A simple reading, however, will reveal that trade and commerce are weaved into the biblical narrative throughout. It is also important to note that unethical behavior is not the preserve of business people or the rich and powerful. Rather, it is a reflection of fallen human nature, which the Apostle Paul describes as filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity, Romans 1. This depravity manifests itself in all segments of society, not just the business community. However, the Bible does contain many rebukes directed at unethical leaders and business people. See, for example, the prophet Zephaniah's warning to Jerusalem: "Her officials within her are roaring lions, her rulers are evening wolves who leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are unprincipled, they are treacherous people. Her priests profane the sanctuary and do violence to the law. At that time I will deal with all who oppressed you." Zephaniah 3. In the book of James we read, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts." James 5. Proverbs teaches us that unequal weights are an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 20. The fact that unethical practices are common in business practice therefore provides a critical opportunity for Christians to be the righteous rich, to play their part in God's mission as a part of the business community. Examples of the righteous rich in the Bible. Can one be both rich and righteous? The belief in most people's minds, in the light of the foregoing biblical warnings, is that we can only be the one or the other, not both. Yet in the Old Testament we read of Job, who despite the attack on his wealth continued to place his trust in God. He was a very wealthy man, and he was known for these attributes, Job 29. He was righteous and just. He rescued the poor and the fatherless. Those who were dying could depend on him for help. He was a father to the needy, the eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. He caused widows to sing for joy, and he broke the fangs of the wicked. Abraham was another Old Testament patriarch whose wealth did not disqualify him from playing a part in God's redemptive agenda. God says that he chose him to direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. Genesis 18. In the New Testament, Joseph is described as a rich man from Arimathea, Matthew 27, who was a member of the Jewish council and played a pivotal role after Jesus was crucified. Owing to his influential position, unlike the poorer disciples, Joseph had access to Pilate. He used his position to ask for Jesus' body and then laid it in his own new tomb, Matthew 27. Conclusion. Let us return to the original question: can business be mission? Well, if Christian mission is God's agenda to glorify his name by blessing the nations, advancing his kingdom through redemption and judgment of all creation, which he orchestrates through both supernatural and natural, that is human and non-human means, the litmus test then becomes: can business people be part of Christian mission? In other words, can business as mission reflect the five components of Christian mission listed in the definition? Can business as mission glorify God, bless the nations, advance his kingdom, redeem fallen relationships and communities and with creation, experience a supernatural enabling beyond human skills and capacity? The answer to all five is definitely yes. Business is part of God's mission, and those called to business can advance God's mission.
Thank you for joining us. This episode of Reframed was brought to you by Ziwani, a community of business leaders who partner together to live out their kingdom calling in the marketplace within Africa. Ziwani is a Mergon initiative. To know more about us, visit our website at ziwani.com. That's ZIWANI.com.